Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Honeyhead, what's up? What is up? I'm so glad you're here because today, May 4th, 2022 marks 2 years of the Kind Mind Project. 2 years that you and I have been sitting down to spread the Kind Mind message. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I started this little project recently. And I got me a nice big map on Amazon and put it up on my office wall so that every place you and I spread the Kind Mind message, we can watch that message move. And as I sit here in my office right now and I look at that map and I think of what you and I have done together for the past 2 years, I am absolutely blown away. And so, of course, I have to start today's episode with saying thank you. Thank you so damn much for deciding to press play on my weirdo face every day. Thank you so much for showing up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever you're listening to my weirdo self right now. Thank you for taking the time to press play every week. It has changed my life. It's absolutely changed my life. And it's also made it possible for us to reach places like Australia and Ireland and South Korea and Saudi Arabia and South Africa. Like, how are we doing this together? And I sit here and I look at this map in absolute astonishment, and it really feels like the last 2 years have flown by. But they haven't. They haven't. And I couldn't think of any other way to honor the work that we've done together and the mountains that we've moved together than by telling you that there are other ways we can do this too. There are other ways we can do this too. And by that, I mean there is something in you that wants to happen. There is some whisper in the back of your head right now that's telling you to take action, and it probably has for a while, and something stopped you. Maybe it was yourself, maybe it was your own thoughts, your own self-doubt, maybe it was you saying, no, the circumstances aren't perfect yet, or I don't know all the things yet, or I don't have all the resources yet. There's something in you. There's something in you that is begging you to start messy. Friend, I didn't know the first freaking thing about podcasting. I didn't even know what this Kind Mind Project was going to be about. It didn't have a name. It didn't have a purpose or a mission or a message. It didn't know where it was going. But what I did know is that there was some whisper in the back of my head saying, Emily, you have things to say. And not only do you have things to say, but you have people that you want to impact. And I can guarantee that there is something in you right now, you probably thought of it today, that is asking you to do the same thing. You know, I am a huge proponent of screaming into your ear holes that you get one life to live. You get one life to live. You also have this thing on your gut that's saying, do it. It doesn't matter if you have all the answers. It doesn't matter if you know what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you have your shit together, because nobody does. Nobody does. But I can tell you, if you start scared and messy and confused and in the dark on what it's going to take, if you can just start, who freaking knows what's going to happen? I have watched so many of my podcasting friends and mentors and internet friends and people in my day-to-day life that have taken a damn risk. Have taken a damn risk and said, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing, but I want this. Something's telling me that this is for me. Something's telling me that this is connected to my purpose and aligned for my life. And I hate to break it to you, but you know I'm going to shoot it to you straight. I still don't know what I'm doing. I still don't know what I'm doing. And this messy middle part is the bulk of it. Right? It's supposed to be messy and confusing, but that's part of the reason why it's so beautiful. That's part of the reason why it's so astonishing to look at something like this map on my wall and say, damn, how did that happen? Because if we knew how it was going to happen, would it be as rewarding? Would it be as exciting? Would it be as motivating? Probably not. If I knew exactly where the Kind Mind Project was going, I wouldn't be as excited to do it. Hey friend, speaking of not knowing what the hell I'm doing, I just had to interrupt us really quick and let you know the Kind Mind merch is officially here. I figured in honor of 2 years, we needed some physical Kind Mind products to show up on your doorstep and wrap you up in kindness. So, if you want some Kind Mind goodness, if you want to follow me on this journey of not knowing what the hell I'm doing, but knowing that we are spreading kindness every day, go ahead and click the link in the show notes and get your hands on some Kind Mind merch. So we know what that means, right? We know that that means we actually have to start the project. We actually have to do the thing that we're wanting to do. And that means that we take one first step. My first step in starting the Kind Mind Project, as we know by now, I reached out to this chick on Instagram, Keisha Fitzgerald. If you don't know her, you do, let's be honest. I reached out to her and I said, you know what? I don't know the first thing about podcasting, but I know that you have a resource that can educate me. So I got myself some education. Maybe for you, this first step in your project, in this thing on your heart that you don't know how the hell to do, maybe it's reaching out for education. Maybe it's writing the first word of that book. Maybe it's sending out the first job application to a field that you've never worked in before. We need to take one step in action to get us started. Because the beautiful thing is, after we take that first step, we're officially in the middle. We're in that messy middle part of figuring out what the hell we're doing and stumbling and failing and learning from our failure. And you know exactly what I'm going to tell you. If you've been here for the past 2 years from then to now, you know I'm going to tell you to fail and fail and fail some more. Learn from that failure. Use it as data for you, but use this messy middle for all that it's worth. You're going to mess up. You're going to have questions. You're going to take a step in the wrong direction and have to pivot to get back on track. You are. And I have. Countless times. But you have to start. Don't let it just sit there in the back of your skull waiting for you to do something with it. It's there for a reason. It's begging you to take action. So start. And today, I plan to help you do that. By the end of this episode, my hope for you is that you come out with 3 action steps of how to start the damn thing that has been in the back of your head. That whisper that is turning into a scream that is begging you to take action, We're going to find 3 action steps of how we can start. They may not even be the right action steps, but we're going to have 3 of them. In order to do that, we need to have a vision. We need to know what this thing is. For me, in the back of my head, all I knew was that I wanted to impact people in a big way. I didn't want to use my life watching Netflix and working a 9-to-5. I wanted to impact people in a big way. That's all I knew. I didn't know what form it would come in. I didn't know who I'd be impacting. That's how I started. So what is your gut saying you need to do? What is your gut saying is aligned with your purpose to get more satisfaction out of your life and make the impact that you've been wanting to make? Because I know you by now. Sweetheart, I've known you for 2 years at this point. I know that you want to make an impact. I know that you are the kind of woman that wants to make a difference. You are the kind of woman that also does not want to waste her life on Hulu watching the next new episode. I know you want to do big things. Let's figure out what those big things look like for you. What's that whisper telling you in the back of your head? That thing that you haven't wanted to admit to yourself that you want. What is it? Write it down in big, big, bold letters. And underneath that, I want you to write all of the forms that could come in. For me, it was all of the ways that I could make an impact. All of the ways that I could help people in a big, big way. Let me tell you, that list was long. There are so many ways we can do that. And when I looked at that list, I said, you know what? I miss speaking to people on a personal level. I want to do this in a way that builds a community. Because I know I am not the only human being with worthwhile things to say. I'm not the only human being that can make an impact in other people's life. I want to foster a community of people that share the same vision as I do. Again, that can come in many a different form. I knew for me personally, the platform to be able to do that was this form of podcasting. I joke that you pop me into your ear holes every week, right? But there's something so intimate and special about a platform like that. I didn't want to be on a wide scale. I wanted it to be you and me sitting down every week to figure out how the hell to be kinder to ourselves. How the hell to be kinder to the people around us. How the hell to grow in the ways that we want to grow. And so I started to narrow down my vision. I started to get a really clear picture of what this was going to look like. And then I made a separate list. I made a separate list of all of the values that I want to emulate in my life, that I want to display to others in my life. I wanted people to know that I'm an empathetic person. I want people to know that I care about their story. I care about their well-being. I want to express my value of respect and growth and understanding. I had this huge list of values in my life, things that my parents had taught me, things I had learned throughout my 20-some years of being. I had this list of values. And then I compared those 2 lists. In what ways can I emulate these values with this vision that I have? How can I do both? And again, I started to narrow my focus even further. Even further. The picture started getting more clear, and then I had to ask myself, who am I wanting to do this for? Because I firmly believe that if there's this whisper to help or whisper to do something big in the back of my head, it's not just about me. And it's sure as hell not just for me. So who am I doing this for? Who are they? What do they look like? What do they care about? What do they value? What do they struggle with? How can I serve them? It's funny because before I stumbled into podcasting, I found myself in a form of multi-level marketing. And I used to shy away from telling people that. I used to be afraid that they would judge me as that typical MLM girl. And to be honest, friends, some people did. And that's okay. I get it. That's all right. But I also know that it led me to this. It led me to this and honing in some of those skills that I would need later to be able to do something like this. The reason why I bring up this previous path that I had is because one of the most beautiful things I found while doing something like that is that it was preached to me constantly that I have to know why I'm doing this. If you don't know why or who for, when motivation gets hard and when shit gets tough, everything will go out the window. But this thing that is asking something of you, this thing you're afraid to admit that you want, I can't tell you that it's going to be easy. I can't tell you that you're not going to have moments where you want to throw in the towel and say it's too hard. What I can tell you is that when that vision is clear, when you know who the hell you're doing it for and why, man, it's hard to give up on that. It's damn hard to give up on that. And it's not so much of a plot twist to say that you are the reason I've continued for the past 2 years. Because you're my why. You are my why. I can't explain to you how rewarding it is to have that vision be so clear. To know exactly why the hell I press record every week. It makes me emotional to think about it. And I don't normally let myself do that here, but 2 years feels like a pretty good time. Look, I know that the idea of starting this thing is petrifying. Scary as hell. Feel like you're gonna shit your pants a little. Yeah. Yeah. And especially once you make that known to the people around you that this is something that you're starting, that this is something that you are embarking on when other people know, holy hell, other people know, so I guess I have to follow through, right? Wrong. Wrong, because I promised you by the end of this episode, you would have 3 action steps. And that's your first. Action step number 1, you are going to tell someone that you're going to do this. You're going to tell someone that this thing in the back of your head, this thing that you don't want to admit you want to do, you are going to tell someone close to you that you are going to do it. That you are going to do it. And not just that you're going to start. Or not just that you're going to try. But that you are going to do it. Action step number 2. You are going to seek out one source of education on this thing that you don't yet have the answers to. On this thing that you probably haven't even plugged into Google yet. You are going to find yourself one piece of education, one resource that can get you some more knowledge, maybe some more answers on how the hell we might be able to do this. You know, it's funny. I, a few months ago, actually went back in my search history to months and months and months before that. And the things that I would Google to figure out this whole thing of podcasting is hysterical. But I tell you that because even a plug into Google can make us feel closer to having answers, closer to having steps that we can take in order to do it. So even if you tell me, well, my source of education was I plugged it into Google and I searched for a couple hours, or I sat down and searched for 30 minutes. 30 minutes, I Googled how to do this thing that I want to do. Great. You know what? We took one step forward. And you know what else? Someone knows that we're doing this. We have some skin in the game, and we're starting on some education. Great. And step number 3, of course, I am going to have you sit down, pen to paper. Now, on one side of the paper, you know what's coming. On one side of the paper, you are going to write that big thing on your heart, that thing that you have had in mind this entire episode. Whatever that thing is, write it up at the top of your page. And on one side, I want you to write all of the ways that you can do that. All of the ways that you can fulfill that need. Or listen to that voice inside your head. Write down all the ways, all the forms that you could do that. And on the other side of the page, I want you to write all of the values that doing this would speak to. All of the values that you have, those things ingrained in you that you want to show the world. All of your values that would be expressed or explained by doing this thing. What are they? And on a separate page, I want you to develop as clear of a picture as possible of who and what this is for. Get really damn clear on your vision, why you want to do this, who you want to do this for, how it's going to make an impact. This is going to change. Over time, it's changed a lot in the last 2 years. But that vision, that ever-evolving vision, has to start somewhere. And you know that once we start, we spring ourselves into that messy middle of fun that we truly do need to accept as fun and exciting and adventurous, rather than scary as hell and crippling and all the imposter syndrome in the world, right? We have to decide that this part is fun. And we have to remind ourselves of that frequently, which is why we're going to have this vision to look back on, which is why we're going to have someone that knows we're doing this so that we keep that skin in the game, which is why we're going to continue to get resources and education that make us feel more knowledgeable and more capable of doing the thing that we set out to do. And if telling someone in your immediate circle of your life is too much right now, okay, I'll accept that. However, I hope that by now you feel comfortable enough to tell me. So, you know what I'm going to ask you to do. Head on over to Instagram. You better slide into my DMs and tell me the thing that's been in the back of your noggin. I want you to tell me the thing that you're too afraid to say you want to do so that I can make sure you do it. Because I refuse. To have someone like you, a friend of mine, ignore the things that are going to pull her closer towards her purpose. It's going to be hard. It's going to get messy. But we're going to do it. But first, we got to start. So go get started. I love you. I better see that DM. I'll talk to you soon. Dude, thank you so much. Putting the kind mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.